Another summer, another incident of paramilitary flags being erected in a shared housing area. Several flags featuring UVF emblems were hung from lampposts in Cantrell Close in South Belfast over the weekend, the latest in a series of controversial incidents in the area in recent years. The commentator, Jamie Bryson, is with me. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Danny.
And the Belfast City SDLP councillor, Seamus DeFulcher. Good morning to you, Seamus.
Morning, Vinny.
Of course, this housing development is just off the Ravenhill Road, and it was designed to be like a flagship cross-community development as part of the Stormont Executive's Together Building United Communities programme. So, Jamie, with that in mind, why is it acceptable, or is it acceptable, for UVF flags to be hung there?
Well, I'll just deal with one point in relation to your introduction. Now, I have not personally seen these flags, but I have seen the images that's in the Belfast Telegraph and on Belfast Live. And those images I see, I don't see any paramilitary flags there, so I'm confused as to why you're saying there's paramilitary flags, unless there is other flags in Cantrell Close, which I haven't seen.
But okay, well, what do you see in those photos?
I see perfectly lawful UVF commemorative flags dated. I don't see why you're saying they're paramilitary flags, because we do this every year. The legal position is they aren't paramilitary flags. The police have said that. The departments have said that. We have this every year, and yet the media keeps saying these are paramilitary flags. They aren't.
You know, perception is everything, and for people that live there, they may...
Well, we can't deal in perception, Benny. And to be fair, you know, when the BBC is introducing this, they can't introduce this based on perception. So I think there has to be clarity. The position in law is these are not paramilitary flags. The police have confirmed that last year. We have this every year, so I would appreciate it.
Do you believe, Jamie,
this based on perception?
Do you believe, Jamie, that anyone may feel intimidated by the presence of those flags?
Well, I can't speak to other people's minds, but what I do know is there's a very positive and a working flag protocol within East Belfast. The flag protocol is that only lawful flags should be elected. They should go up at a certain time and come down again at a certain time.
Do you believe anyone could feel intimidated by those flags?
I've just answered that.
Well, you didn't actually answer it. You answered it with something I didn't actually ask you. But I'm asking you, do you believe someone could find that intimidating?
You're asking me to speak to the mind of a third party, and that's ludicrous. I can't do that.
Seamus?
Well, look, I think it's appalling that we're going to spend another summer having to deal with the issue of the illegal erection of flags, and in particular of paramilitary symbols. I think it's long past time where people are sick of this happening and sick of us having to have the same rise every summer. It is appalling that this continues to happen, and I think it's just beyond belief that there can be any kind of equivocation or excuse for any paramilitary organisation, historical or present, to be...
There's no such thing as a historical paramilitary organisation. That's nonsense. You can't retrospectively describe an organisation, so that's just nonsense. But anyhow...
Sorry, Jamie, I didn't cut across you. I'd appreciate if you didn't do the same to me. I think it's very clear that people do not find it acceptable that UVF flags go up. The same can be said for D Company flags going up on the Falls Road, which they have in previous years. No paramilitary organisation should have its symbol hoisted anywhere in our society. They are outlawed for a reason, and it is entirely designed to intimidate and scare people. That is totally unacceptable.
Seamus, tell me more. Tonight in the Chamber, Belfast City Councillors will debate a proposal on whether to bring legal action compelling the Department for Infrastructure to remove controversial flags and banners across Belfast.
Yes, we have a special meeting this afternoon in relation to that, and I think in principle support the idea that action has to be taken to remove paramilitary symbols, no matter what they are. But I think the point is wider here. We are told as local representatives year on year that there is an issue about support for the organisations involved in removing these symbols. I would make the call very clear that all political representatives need to back the removal of paramilitary symbols. I think in particular the MP for South Belfast should be doing that, along with all of the other representatives in the constituency.
Well, you've heard what Jimmy had said there. They are not illegal flags. These are commemorative flags, 1912.
Well, actually, no, sorry. I have to disagree with that. Without any kind of approval from the Department of Infrastructure, they are illegal. any flag that goes up, in fact, could be classified.
Well, there you go, Jamie. You surely wouldn't encourage anyone to break the law. Therefore, if they are illegal, they should be removed.
Well, as I made this point last week, and the SDLP fascinate me because their test, and this is the test that Clahana set last week, was that anything that alters or is placed on street furniture without permission of the department or the landowner is unlawful and should not happen, and people should be prosecuted. And I make the same point. For example, Union Street is painted with the colours of a rainbow. Okay. During
well, let's focus on these flags that we're talking about.
Going to apply the law has to be applied across the whole society. It can't just be directed towards unions.
Seamus, respond to that.
I agree the law should be applied fairly and across the board, but I have to take issue, Jamie, with you equivocating my rights as an LGBT person in Northern Ireland with an outlawed paramilitary organisation
that has been involved
in criminality. Well, catch yourself on.
That's ludicrous. So let me make 2 points on that. The first one is, as I said from the start, these are commemorative lawful flags. And to the second point, they are lawful. The logic of your position appears to be, well, if it's somebody campaigning for LGBT rights or a political cause which is acceptable to you, then it's fine to alter...
Okay, well, let's let them back, Seamus.
Alter street furniture at that point, but it's not whenever loyalists or unions do. You can't have a...
All right, Jamie, let him respond to you, please. You put a point to him. Let's get him to respond. Jamie, thank you. Seamus.
I think, Jamie, if anybody listens back to the audio boom of this whenever we're finished, they'll hear very clearly that I said the law should be applied across the board. I know that may not be what you want to hear.
Okay. Do you want people prosecuted for curbstones in Union Street? Do you?
I am, however... deeply concerned about the fact, Jamie, that you want to equivocate LGBT rights with paramilitary organisations.
Okay, the problem is now we're trying to talk. Hold on a second. We are trying to now talk about this specific case. I know what you brought up, Jamie, and I acknowledge that you have, but we have now moved away from it. So let's go back to this case, to Cantrell Close. Your claim, Jamie, is that these flags are not illegal, but their placement there is illegal. So what should happen?
Nothing should happen. The flag protocols should continue as they always.
And if someone lives in that area and says, "Jimmy, it makes me feel intimidated," what do you say to them?
Well, if you were setting out to intimidate somebody, you'd have to look at the context and the timing. These flags have gone up, I think, I understand it, over the weekend to coincide with the 1st of July commemorations, which was
a flagship cross community development.
Well, no. What is the difference between Cantrell Close and any other part of East Belfast?
Well, this was designed to be cross-community. I get the point you're making, but we're talking about this example. So do you think that says cross-community, putting up a flag like that?
Well, I think what it says is if the flags go up at a certain time, and as I say, on a prima facie basis, on what I've seen, the images in the Telegraph, I think they're all lawful flags. If there's other flags in there, that's a different matter, but as far as I'm aware,
can I ask you a question?
They go up at a certain time and they come down at a certain time, and I think that's acceptable. I think that's one particular community expressing their culture as they always have done. I don't think it would be appropriate to have flags 365 days a year.
Were they asked for their views on the protocol?
Well, the flag protocol, when it was designed last year, it was people who celebrate their culture by putting up flags every year came together and said, well, how do we do this?
The residents weren't asked about it.
And the most Seamus,
okay, let's keep it one at a time. So, Jamie, if you can answer Seamus's question, were the residents in that area consulted about these flags?
Well, there'll be some residents who will support putting up flags and will be involved.
Were they consulted before these flags were put up?
Was there a broad consultation across the whole community? No, because it's ludicrous, because it's impossible. If you follow the logic of that and you consult one community, then you would have to consult every
household. Were the people that lived there that will have to look at these flags, that may like or not like the fact they were there, were they consulted?
I am not aware that they were, but the people in that area who erect the flags very well may have consulted, but I'm not aware of that either way. But however, flags go up across Northern Ireland. I think
so. They weren't really then, Jamie. Let's be honest.
Well, no, I just give you an answer to that. I'm saying I'm not aware, but I'm not aware of everything. I'm not the oracle of flags. You know, so there's things that happen within loyalism, but I'm not aware of.
Are you not part of the flags protocol?
The the flag protocol applies to a massive geographical area, and it's absolutely one person
no legal
knowledge of everything across that whole area. It's just nonsense.
It has no legal grounding. It already breaches the law in relation to the erection of anything on Department of Infrastructure property.
I'm not entirely sure.
Okay, let's let him finish, Jamie, and I promise I'll bring you back in.
Clear as well that there's been no consultation with residents. I have been inundated since the election with residents right across South and East Belfast contacting me about UVF flags going up. And their clear view that this is not a representation of East Belfast or the city as a whole, and their concern that there's an attempt to intimidate people, to mark out territory, and that they are fed up with this kind of politics, that it is time for us to move on.
Let's take some calls on this. Colin in Derry. Good morning, Colin.
How are you doing? I just want to ask Jamie, what is the flag protocol? The length of time the flags are to be flown, from what date till what date?
Okay, Jamie's there.
Amanda, I think the protocol is the 1st of May until the 20th of September. Maybe June. I don't have it in front of me. I haven't looked at it in quite some time. But I think it's the 1st of May until the Ulster Day, 28th of September, and the flag should come down. I tried successfully last year.
It's just that I drive all around the country, and I was just came out along the M3 this morning, and you look to the left, you've got the George Airport, and then you look to the right, you've got all these flags up. How intimidating is that for somebody that lives in the north of Ireland, let alone a tourist coming in the north of Ireland?
Well, I'm not sure where the north of Ireland is, but I don't know what your question is.
Well, it's north of Ireland is north of Ireland.
What's the point you're trying to make, Colin?
How intimidating that is for somebody that lives in the north of Ireland, who's from the north of Ireland, and for a tourist who's coming to the north of Ireland.
Would you apply that to every area in Northern Ireland where there are flags flown?
Well, I went into Derry the other day, and as you're coming into Drumbahoe, same thing again every year. You're inundated, you're welcome, with Union Jacks, flags of Ulster, UVF, and parachute regiment flag.
You think that tricolour should come down as well?
Where is the tricolour?
Well, you know the point he's trying to make, Colin. Tricolours, and for example, in other areas of Northern Ireland, if you see them.
Let's be honest. They are in a very, very, very small percentage.
But you can't deny that there are areas where tricolours flag. I've driven through them many times myself.
Well, you tell me exactly where you're really intimidated by a tricolour.
I'm not saying whether I am intimidated by anything, but my point is
double standards.
Well, if there are flags there, any flags, some people may be intimidated by, Colin. The question is, do you call for them to be removed?
Well, I never complained about the flag of Ulster.
Well, you put it in that list of other flags you were complaining about.
Intimidated by a lot of flags, but I did say what flags are actually flowing.
You know what people will say, Colin, that you're taking one side of the community and saying you do not like the flags that they fly and you find them intimidating.
I didn't say that. I just says how intimidating it is. When you drive around this country and you're inundated in areas with flags.
Okay, Colin, thank you. Tony in Lagmore. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Billy. I'd like to ask Jimmy a couple of questions.
Go ahead, Jimmy's there.
What dates on them flags?
The majority of those commemorative flags would usually have the date 1912 or 1913.
Right. And what year did the First World War break out?
The flags commemorate the original formation of the Ulster Volunteer Force,
which was an illegal organisation, which was set up to oppose Home Rule.
Well, look, it wasn't described under the Terrorism Act, so it's not.
Hold on.
Is there a point to what you tried to say here?
The UVF joined the British Army. They weren't called the UVF, they were called the Ulster Rifles, and there was also a nationalist joined.
Okay, but Tony,
well,
just because there are other people want on, what is a point you want to make to Jimmy?
Well, he's just making a point. There was no such regiment. You saying they're celebrating the First World War. The flags are celebrating 1912. The war didn't break out until 1914, right? 1912 is on, and 1913. The war didn't break out until 1914, right? And it was the Ulster Rifles that they joined. It wasn't the UVF. So the flag,
but anyway,
the UVF was set up.
Have you a point here?
Okay.
Jimmy,
the
Ulster Rifles were set up. The UVF was set up to oppose Home Rule in Ireland.
Tony, you do need to try and get to the point because we have to move on to other callers.
Well, that is the point. I mean, it is an illegal organisation because it was set up to oppose Home Rule.
Okay, Tony, thank you. Robert and Carrickfergus. Good morning, Robert.
Morning, Tony.
Go ahead.
Tony, I have a couple of wee points here. The first one is about these shared schemes. Why do they always seem to be put in the Protestant loyalist areas?
And if
you turn around and you know that there's flags up there and have been for years, why would you want to go there? So my second point would be...
Let's address these points as you go through them.
Yep.
So if someone lives in an area that is perceived to be the majority of one side of the community, you believe that if you're in the minority, you shouldn't live there. You shouldn't choose to live there.
No, I'm not saying that. But you obviously know what you're moving into before you do it.
Do you?
Oh, yes, you do.
This is a shared housing development. This is described as a flagship cross-community development as part of the Stormont Executive Together Building United Communities programme.
Why are the Protestant Unionist areas that these shared schemes are put up in?
Well, I don't know if that's the case. Seamus, what's your reaction to that? Because Jamie agrees. What do you think, Seamus?
I mean, what an absolute load of nonsense. Whatever you choose to call this place, it is still home. And anyone who lives here should be able to live with the expectation of freedom from any form of intimidation.
It's not intimidation to put a flag up.
Yes, no, sorry, it is. It is very clear that there's an attempt to intimidate people using paramilitary symbols.
Can you tell me what paramilitary flags are up, Seamus? Please just tell me what paramilitary flags we... Because you've said paramilitary organisations about 20 times. Could you please tell me what paramilitary flags are up in Cantrell Close?
So do you not identify the UVF as a paramilitary organisation, Jimmy?
Seamus, the flags that are elected, to my knowledge, the pictures I've seen in the Belfast Telegraph, are commemorative UVF flags who are not, illegal. Do you accept the position?
Okay, let's not all talk at the same time, please.
Let's just boil this down very simply. Do you accept the position of the PSNI that these flags are not illegal? Yes or no?
The Department of Infrastructure rules are very clear. Without permission, they are illegal.
Seamus, do you accept the flags in of themselves
and
are legal or illegal? Jimmy, do you accept the flag?
Okay, Jimmy, you've asked him that a few times, and he's given you his answer.
We are in a parallel universe, Jimmy. Well, you think that these are not paramilitary flags?
Okay, let's not all talk at the one time, and we're going to have to move on shortly. Jimmy, do you understand the point I think some are trying to make, that people will look at the UVF as it is in 2019 and they will see that as a flag linked, regardless of what you say, but it being a commemorative, and in terms of intimidation, they might possibly feel uncomfortable with its presence on their street?
Well, I like to deal with the law, not perception, and the law is very clear. The PSNI is very clear, and if people have an issue, they'll take it up with the PSNI or try and change the law. But the law is clear as it sits.
Okay, Thomas in North Belfast. Thomas, go ahead.
Well, just a point I'd like to make there. First of all, this crops up every year, just solely the target unionist areas, because it's only started coming over the last two, three, four weeks. There's illegal provisional IRA memorials on council land all over Northern Ireland. There's illegal murals all over Northern Ireland, and I'm talking about both sides. There's gunmen murals on both sides. Yet the absolutely ridiculous situation last week where a Sinn Féin councillor complained about a Paras banner outside a TransLink depot, and yet there's provisional IRA memorials on TransLink depot property in Short Strand, which never seems to get called or taken down. And what the problem is here, I would like to ask Seamus, who do you think, or who...
Well, to be fair, before you put the question to him, he has just gone because we're about to move on, so is Jamie.
Well,
but you can still make the point, Thomas.
Well, tonight on this discussion that they're going to have, you can't single out one side of the community's flags or murals or anything else, because all them illegal provisional IRA murals, the Sinn Féin offices with names of provisional IRA members, or actually on their offices. You can't ask people to take a flag down that's up for maybe 2 months a year.
Well, that debate is on tonight.
365.
And that's the Belfast City Councillors. They'll debate the proposal on whether to bring legal action compelling the Department for Infrastructure to remove controversial flags and banners across the city. Thomas, thank you.